Shavua Tov, Besorot Tovot. We're moving into two incredibly heavy and intense weeks. Yom HaShoah this week, tonight, Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaAtzma'ut next week. I want to refer to the Parsha of Kedoshim. A couple of very interesting things came to my mind yesterday. I haven't yet found a solution. My wife doesn't think it's such a big deal, but whatever. There is a discussion when the Parsha says Kedoshim tihyu, you should be holy. So there's obviously this. Well, what does that mean? How am I meant to be holy? What does that mean? What is it to be holy? And we know what Rashi says. Rashi says Prushim mina arayot, that we should separate ourselves from promiscuity. And it would appear that Rashi's opinion is influenced by the immediately previous parsha, which is Acharimot, which deals with a lot of arayot, which deals with a lot of promiscuity and isurim in that area. And the way to become kadosh would be to separate yourself, to be in control of physical desires. The Ramban, as is well known, doesn't accept that interpretation of Rashi. And he says that Kedoshim to you is, well, I'll put it in my words, he says, Lo liot naval birshut ha-Torah. I would say to live a life of Judaism. The Ramban explains that it's quite possible to be a Jew and keep the halacha, yet at the same time not be a proper Jew. And I'll give the example in my own words. A person could get up in the morning, he could wash, he could go to shul, and then immediately go out for this massive, massive breakfast. He could wash his hands before he eats, he could make hamotzi, he could say birkat hamazon, and then after about an hour go out for a mid-morning coffee and cake. Again, say shahakol, mazonot, alamichya, and then 2 hours later go and have a three-course meal in a five-star hotel, and it's galat kosher, it's mahadrin, everything's great, and in the meantime he's going to the davening, and in the evening he'll go out for another slap-up meal and spend most of the day eating, and when not that, shopping. On the one hand, he hasn't done any isurim at all. He's done nothing that's wrong. On the contrary, he's made the brachot. He has done what Shulchan Aruch tells him to do. The question is, though, when you look back at the day, at the end of the day, is this a Jewish life? And Rambam seems to be saying that you can live a halachic life, but at the same time not really be a religious person. A religious person should be entirely surrounded and immersed in Avodat Hashem, in whatever they're doing, in everything that they're doing. It's not simply a matter of keeping the halacha. And this leads us into a much greater discussion. What is halacha? What does it mean when we are told by Chazal that the Avot kept Tariag Mitzvot? Are we to take that literally? Does it mean that Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov kept 630 Mitzvot, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea? Now, it's very difficult. We could, there is a way of explaining that, but it is difficult, at least at first glance, to accept that the Avot kept 613 mitzvot. Why? Simply because it is physically impossible for any human being to keep 613 mitzvot. You would have to be a man, you'd have to be a woman, you'd have to be a Kohen, you'd have to be a Nazi, you'd have to be a king, you'd have to be a leper, you'd have to be a woman and a man. There is no possibility physically for one human being to keep 613 mitzvot. So what is it when Chazal say that when Avram was doing Seder night, when Avram kept Pesach, what were the questions around the Seder table? What did Yitzchak ask Avram? Did he say, why are we eating matzah? And Avram answered, because in 400 years, we're going to leave Egypt. We're not going to have time to make our bread. To which Yitzhak will say, why don't we make some now and put it in the freezer? What does it mean when it says Avram wore tefillin or Avram baked matzahs? What does it mean? What are Chazal trying to say? It could be taken literally, the Avot were Nevi'im, and it could be literal, and maybe they did, but let's offer a different alternative. Perhaps we can suggest that it's not that the Avot physically did mitzvot. It's that the Avot lived a life of holiness that will later on be transitioned into Torah so that the masses can do the same thing. What do I mean to say? The greatest challenge, and I think we spoke about it, the greatest challenge in moving from Sefer Bereshit to Sefer Shemot is a challenge that the most people and most beliefs have not managed to do. And that is when you have an ideology, you have a belief, and you try to pass it on to the next nation, it often gets lost. Because the founding fathers of the ideology believed, but the people that followed them, their children, their grandchildren, ceased to believe. And therefore you can have Lahavdil, Elef Havdalot, you can have the ideologues of Trotsky and Marx, and three generations down the line, there's not even a shadow of that ideology left. Even in what they called communism, there was not a shadow of that ideology left. Not what they actually wrote about and believed in. Stalin didn't represent anything like that. Stalin was closer to Hitler than he was to his ideological forefathers. It disappeared, and by our generation, communism is gone. The only thing that's left, or has been revitalized by Mr. Putin, is the terrorism and murder and evil, but not the ideology of the original founding fathers. How are you able to transition from Sefer Bereshit, from the ideologues of Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Yosef, Echav, to a nation? We went down as a family. Went down as a family into Egypt, we came out as a nation. How does a nation carry on Yotzei Mimitzrayim and carry on with the ideas? The only way that can be done is if you take the derech and you formulate a halachic basis to that derech, meaning the derech that Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov and the Imahot were able to work out for themselves. For someone like me, that can't be done. I'm just an ant in a nation. I'm just one person in that nation. But the halacha comes to embody that idea. So the halacha is essentially representative of a derech chayim. What is the danger in halacha? The danger in halacha is that you just end up just doing the details. And because you're doing the details and you get caught up in the details, you forget the derech. I think that's what the Ramban is talking about. Kadoshim to you means understanding that the Torah comes to represent a derech. I am part of the problem, right? When I put together my first schedule at Midrashat Harova, I have shiurim on halacha and shiurim on machshava. Inherent within that schedule is the implication that halacha and machshava are not the same thing, but they are the same thing. Halacha is the external expression of machshava. And if it isn't, if my halacha is not an external expression of machshava, then something is amiss. I think that's what the Ramban is saying. Judaism is about being kadosh. It's not a list of directives of what we have to do. Of course we have to do it. That's not a question. That's not even under question. That's not a debate. But I have to know that halacha comes to describe a way of life. In these days, in these Yemei Ha'atzma'ut, and I don't know who worked it out. I do know who made the law, but I don't know whether that was what the thinking was, and I don't really care because it's open for interpretation for every single one of us. But when we juxtapose Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikron, Yom HaAtzma'ut, for me, I was trying to explain to my children 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, because you know you do one Seder, you put everything into Seder night, and then you tell the kids, you know, in England we would have done two of these, and the kids say, you're crazy, well, we can't do this two nights in a row. And I would always say to them, you know, I really enjoyed it. I didn't cook, right? But I really enjoyed it. I love Second Seder. I love Second Day Shavuos. I love 9 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. I loved it. I loved having extra chag. And they said to me, well, why? And I thought about it. And I said, well, number one, I didn't do the cooking. But also, number two, we didn't have Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed didn't exist. In my England, in the England that I grew up in, there was no Chol HaMoed. The day after Yom Tov and Sukkot, you're probably back at college already. You sometimes miss college because of Rosh Hashanah, but you couldn't miss college again. Pesach as well, you're running up to finals in university, depending on when Pesach falls, the time of the year. Chol HaMoed didn't exist. In Sukkot, in England, especially with the weather, you tried to sit in the Sukkot the first days, maybe you got a meal in the second days, but I didn't want to eat outside the Sukkot, so I wasn't really eating for most of Chol HaMoed. I didn't feel chag. Now, I know there are certain chugim, like in the Haredi world, that you do feel chag there, but the Yerushalmi actually says that the reason you have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutzra is because there's not enough Kedusha. Maybe translated into what I mean to say, it means that you don't feel chag. But what is the difference? And I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here. When I'm living here, and I'm living in my homeland, in my country, when I'm living in a place of mitzvot tluyot ba'aretz, I'm not just going through si'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch. I feel that I am living. I feel that I am living my Judaism. There is a difference between doing your Judaism and living your Judaism, between ticking off si'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch, I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do this, and living it, and living a life of Kedusha, where everything around you, even the basic discussions in the news, are to do with Tanakh, fundamentally to do with Tanakh, our rights to Eretz Israel, and so on and so forth. And you can do this anywhere in the world, but I find it much easier personally to do it here. The Kedusha that we are looking for is not just to regionalize our Judaism, i.e. my Judaism is when I go to shul, my Judaism is when I walk into a Beit Midrash, but when I'm in the streets, I'm someone else, because then we become very, very confused. We don't have any solid standing ground to be who we need to be. We have to be consistent in what we are doing and in who we are and how we behave. And that consistency has to therefore be wherever I am and whatever I do. There are so many Yidden who are totally unaware that there is more Shulchan Aruch on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro than there is on Bein Adam L'Makom. They are so focused on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Tefillin, on Shul, and so on and so forth, they don't remember that there's halach about going to business, there's halach about loaning money, there's halach about how to speak to people and how to honor your parents, and Geneva and Gazela. They cover so many different areas. It's a way of life, and that is the Kedusha that the Ramban, I feel, my interpretation of the Ramban, is trying to underline, that we live our Judaism. Our Judaism is everything. It's everything, and it can be expressed everywhere. It is not, we've said this so many times, ladies, we've said this so many times, it's not what we're doing, it's the way that we're doing it. And that we have every single opportunity to perform things in the right way, in a way of Kedusha. I think that is the inherent message of Kedoshim to you. Have a nice day.